There are children playing on this street in this residential area. Among the buildings is Abdullah Isa's apartment. It is the first time he has been home in 18 months. He looks on as the miners from the Raqqa Civil Council get to work. None of the team is wearing protective clothing or helmets recommended for demining. Their equipment is basic. Over the past 3 months, the demining team has lost two of its members, one being the unit's team leader, who tried to demine a house. Yet Abdullah has every faith they will do a thorough job.
By the grace of God, I hope my home will be cleared of mines. But the other issue I'm concerned about is the fact that people will now have seen the demining team clear the place. I'm afraid now that people will come and steal my furniture.
Since IS fighters were driven out of Raqqa, over 500 adults and children have been killed or injured by improvised explosive devices, also known as IEDs. Dr. Isa says the Islamic State's booby-trap tactics are criminal.
This is criminal behavior. Human beings shouldn't do such things. They left these objects, these IEDs. They can so easily target women and children.
Walking up the stairs of a damaged five-story building is Abu Imar. Together with his family, he escaped from Raqqa last year. Abu's neighborhood remains a shadow of itself. Not a single building here was left untouched by the fighting. He says the house is clear of IEDs and he is now waiting for reconstruction to take place.
We are following the news. At least some of the help should come in the form of rebuilding the city's infrastructure. If not, then we only have Allah.
The US-led International Coalition airstrikes also destroyed bridges used by residents to cross the Euphrates River. Today, locals use small rowing boats to ferry people and goods across the river. 38-year-old Mohammed Abdullah, a ferryman by day and fisherman by night, charges 500 Syrian pounds. That's just under 1 euro per crossing from Western to the Eastern Bank. Mohammed says he's not interested in regional politics and just wants to see life here return back to normal.
Let's talk about the facts. I don't care who's here in Raqqa. The important question is who's going to rebuild the city and who's going to rebuild, for example, this bridge. It's the city's main artery.
In Raqqa, there's no electricity or running water, and 90% of the city looks like an urban wasteland. Just before the boat reaches the Western riverbank, Mohammed asks one question.
Most people in Raqqa are poor. Without help to rebuild our houses, it's going to be difficult. Do you have any information if the coalition will pay us money so I can rebuild my house?
The Raqqa Civil Administration lacks the funds and the heavier machinery to rebuild the city. But with US President Donald Trump freezing $200 million put aside for the rebuilding of Syria, as well as mine removal, more questions than answers are bound to come from Raqqa residents. Philip Warwick for RFI, Raqqa, Syria.